Good evening. Welcome to Vespers. My name is Nancy Winder. I'm the pastor in the village. Tonight for our Vespers, we'll use a very simple evening liturgy and focus on simply being together in the evening with lovely evening hymns. But most importantly, we gather under our theme for the summer, All the Promises of God. And so for our worship tonight, you should have a copy of ELW, Cranberry Book, and this little liturgy on this flyer. You should also all have one little promise card. So if you didn't get either of those last things, they're at the entrances, and pick one up. And we will. Please stand as you are able.
Peace on each one who comes in need.
Peace on each one who comes in joy.
Peace on each one who offers prayers.
Peace on each one who offers song.
Peace of the Holy Trinity be with you. Our hymn is number 560. 560. Let us pray. O God, for your love for us, warm and brooding, which has brought us to birth and opened our eyes to the wonder and beauty of creation,
we give you thanks.
For your love for us, wild and freeing, which has awakened us to the energy of creation, to the sap that flows, the blood that pulses, the heart that sings,
we give you thanks.
For your love for us, compassionate and patient, which has carried us through our pain, wept beside us in our sin, and waited with us in our confusion,
we give you thanks.
For your love for us, strong and challenging, which has called us to risk for you, asked for the best in us, and shown us how to serve.
We give you thanks.
O God, we come to celebrate that your Holy Spirit is present deep within us and at the heart of all life. Forgive us when we forget your gift of love made known to us in Jesus, and draw us into your presence. Amen.
The theme for this summer, All the Promises of God, comes from the second letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 20. And it says this: For all the promises of God find their yes in Christ. All the promises of God find their yes in Christ. And under this theme, All the Promises, we have gathered all our words and songs and work and rest during this whole summer. And all of you have, should have one little card that has a promise from Scripture on it. One little promise. There are multitudinous ones from Scripture and from each other. And what I'd like you to do is look at that just really briefly, and then look at it yourself, and then just turn and say to the person next to you what you see in the promise, or hear, or what image comes to mind in the promise that you have in your hand. One note, there's a little typographical error in one of them. If you have 1 John 3:1, and if you've looked at it, you're going, what is that? It's very nice. Here's what it should say. See what love we have been given, that we should be called children of God. So think love given, children of God, and you'll be good. Okay. So please take a look at your promise and just share with one or two people around you what you see, what you hear, what image comes to mind for you. Thank you for sharing with each other the promises of God that are before you and in you and around you. You can we're all surrounded, as I said, by the promises of God. You can learn more about our beautiful logo for the year, which is on the t-shirts in the bookstore, and also the beautiful art we have in the Village Center. There's some information about it on just outside that door as you go out that door. But also, if you look on the back wall here in the Village Center, where it says All the Promises of God, there are on that wall more of these little cards, scripture, and you might want to look at those or take the one you have. But most importantly, there are pieces of paper there in baskets and some little push pins that for you to take and write down maybe what you learned in conversation tonight, what you're thinking, what promises of God are important for you, and put them on the wall so that we can all see them and all together be engaged in conversation for the great promises of God in Christ for us and for the world God loves so much.
The prayer tonight is a bidding prayer, I will offer a bid for us all to ponder in prayer. Then there will be silence for after each bid for our own quiet prayer. As we pray, let us be at peace within ourselves. Let us accept that we are profoundly loved and need never be afraid. Let us be aware of the source of being that is common to us all and to all living creatures. Let us be filled with the gift of great compassion towards ourselves and towards all living beings, realizing that we are all nourished from the same source of life. May we live so that others be not deprived of air, food, water, shelter, or the chance to learn. Let us pray that we ourselves cease to be a cause of hurt or suffering to one another. With humility, let us pray for the establishment of peace in our hearts and peace on earth. Let us pray for all who are ill and for all who mourn. As Christ calls us to love and service, let us pray that we will find joy in our work and joy in one another. And we pray, O God, our Creator, our Center, our Friend, we thank you for our good life, for those who are dear to us, and for all who have helped us and influenced us. We thank you for the measure of freedom we have and the extent to which we control our lives. And most of all, we thank you for the faith that is in us, for our awareness of you, and for our hope in you. Keep us, we pray, thankful and hopeful and useful until our lives shall end. In the name of Jesus, who calls us friends, amen. Please stand for the closing dialogue. O Trinity of love, you have been with us at the world's beginning. You have been with us at our life's shaping. You have been with us at the sun's rising. Amen. Our song is number 567. 567. Oh, 569. Sorry. 569. 569.
Thank you.
God bless us in our sleep with rest, in our dreams with vision, in our waking with a calm mind, and among us with the friendship of the Holy Spirit, this night and every night. Amen. Go in peace, serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.